Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidachny and I'm a principal technical evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today I'm going to start my training about Internet of Things for developers. So why for developers? First of all, I am a developer and I still think that we have a huge gap between developers and people who have knowledge in electronics. And usually developers don't have any even basic knowledge in electronics. But developers know how to create software. Developers don't have any problems with integrated development environments, with programming languages like C++, C#, Java. So in this training, I am going to cover basic things in electronics. I am going to talk about resistors, transistors, other electronic components, how to solder some devices, how to use different communication protocols and so on. And from the second part, I am going to discuss some services. I am going to discuss some ways to create complex services based on Azure, for example, and how to use modern programming languages like C#, C++, Java in order to create your server-side components. So let's start. In the first session, I am going to discuss microcontrollers. I am going to make a short introduction to microcontrollers. Why microcontrollers? Initially, I wanted to start with different microboards, but it's a wrong way. I found that developers like to visit bookstores in order to buy some books about Arduino, Raspberry, even Netduino. But it's very hard to find a good book about microcontrollers. And a common question, once developer create own project, for example, the simplest project, Blinking Light project, developers ask me, okay, right now I have a project where I can buy 100,000 Arduinos. Probably is not the best way to use Arduino board. Probably I need to buy 100,000 Raspberry Pi boards. So, of course, if you have similar questions, for example, what is the best board and where to buy 100,000 Arduino boards, probably you still need have some knowledge in electronics. So, let's see a Blinking Light project. Usually developers like to start with Arduino board and like to start with the simplest Blinking or Blink project. In order to implement this project, you need a LED, you need a resistor and two wires and of course breadboard. So nothing special, you will connect one board to a pin that allows to send signals and the second board to the ground. So it's not easy. It's not a ground, this one. I'm not going to run this project right now in any case. So you can after that connect Arduino board to your computer, upload all needed software, and usually after that developers are very happy. Oh, I have a Blinking project. But let's think about this project. How it costs? If you're talking about Arduino, it's about $30. If you're talking about LED, resistor, wires, okay, probably we can spend $2 more. So in general, we should spend $32 for this project. Okay, we can buy a clone of Arduino in China, and after that, we can spend probably not more than $12. But frankly speaking, I'm not ready to buy this project like a consumer. I'm not ready to buy this project for $12. We need to discuss why it's so expensive and if we should spend $12 even for the simplest project, how much money we need to spend in order to build something more complex. In order to understand what we made wrong, let's look at Arduino board. Arduino board has several important parts. The first one is a microcontroller. In this case, we have a microcontroller from Atmel company. And microcontroller
is a thing that allows to execute our code. So it contains memory that help us to store our software. It contains special memory that help us to store temporary data. It has some commands that allows to send signals to the LED, for example, and so on. So we definitely cannot remove microcontroller because we will not have any things to execute our code. The second part on this board is a programmer. Programmer allows us to deploy code to the microcontroller. You can see that microcontroller is a box with several legs, in this case 28 legs, and it's not clear how to connect this chip to our computer. So programmer can resolve it for us, and you can see that programmer contains USB socket, power socket if you are going to operate microcontroller from external power from a battery. It contains some chips which allows to convert signals from our USB to signals which understand microcontroller, and other things. But in general, you should not use programmer right after you deploy your software to a microcontroller. So in general, you can remove this thing from your device once you have your software, because probably you will not provide any dev interface for your consumers, and you need provide just a device. Next thing is a set of pins. In our case, you can see that we have lots of different pins, but we used just one pin. So probably for our project we don't need all these pins, and we can remove them and leave just one. Or probably we can solder our LED directly to the chip, and after that we can remove all these pins at all. And we have some free space, of course. So in general, once we deploy our software, we can remove all no needed things, and what we have? We have just a microcontroller after that. That's all. So, the first question, why we need all these things, and what is Arduino board in this case? In this case, Arduino board is a development board. Development boards allows us to deploy our software very quickly to selected microcontrollers, and allows us to create the first version of our prototype very quickly. So you can see you can use all these pins in order to connect sensors, external devices, and don't spend much time. But once you see that you need to move your project to the next stage, you need to remove this microcontroller from this board and try to create a real prototype. Probably smaller, cheaper, and so on. So, the second question. Okay, right now we understand what is Arduino board. We have development board, we have prototype board, and we need just this chip. But if we really need this chip that contains 28 legs and that allows to operate several LEDs, motors, sensors at the same time. In our project we have just one LED, so probably we need to have different chip. Probably we need to use chip with less features, so probably we need much more features, I don't know. To answer this question, you need to understand what is a microcontroller. In general, a microcontroller is a microcomputer. Compared to classical CPU, you can add external memory, you can add external hard drive, video adapter to a classical CPU using a special bus. In case of microcontroller, you have everything inside. So microcontroller usually supports different types of memory, including special memory for your software, memory there you can store your local variables, there you can execute some commands, memory there you can store some settings permanently, and so on. It contains some timers, some converters like digital to analog, analog to digital. It supports some protocols like I2C, SPI. It can support some features like USB, Ethernet, Wi-Fi, HDMI. We are going to discuss the most important features in the next lectures. But once you have an idea, you need to select microcontroller, the right microcontroller based on all needed features. So if you need Wi-Fi, for example, you need select a microcontroller with Wi-Fi inside. If you are going to create a smart home, you need to select a microcontroller with ZigBee protocol, for example, inside. If you are going to create a project that will support touchscreen, probably you need to select a microcontroller with HDMI support and many other things. So it's very important. You need to start with a microcontroller. You should not think on this stage about Arduino, Netduino, Raspberry and many other things. You should think just about a microcontroller. Once you select the right, the best microcontroller for a project, usually you can easily find the right development board for this selected microcontroller and start thinking about, okay, how to develop my software. After that, how to use this microcontroller without dev board in order to create a real prototype, and how to create some test devices and send it to production, etc. So in general, you can find thousands different microcontrollers from many companies and in different packages. I would recommend to start with deep package because it's easy to remove this microcontroller from breadboard. It's easy to create your own prototypes without deep knowledge in soldering. But later you will be able to solder even microcontrollers in QFN package or in QFP package if you select a microcontroller not in deep package. Probably it's better to select a development board that already contains this microcontroller, already soldered, of course, and you should not spend much time for soldering, for understanding how to create your own programmer and so on, because right now it's not interested for us, and we will spend more time discussing microcontroller features and discussing some services and discussing some protocols rather than discussing some soldering practices. So, first thing, select the microcontroller. In our case, I have this very small device. Let's see how it works.
Right now you can see the same blinking project that we discussed before. This project has the same set of components, almost the same set of components, microcontroller. In this case, I decided to use a microcontroller from Microchip, the cheapest microcontroller, because I need to use just one pin. It has LED and it has a resistor in order to generate current, and that's all. So that's all what I need in order to implement my blinking project. But this device costs not more than 60 cents, and I am ready to sell it for $1, for example, and I can generate 40 cents per device. And it's much easier to sell this device for $1 compared to the previous one that I need to sell for 30 or for $12. And it works as well. It works thanks to 3 volts battery. I can connect it to the device, and you can see that it start blinking. It's not easy to do using just one hand, but you can see that it works fine. In this case, I'm using a microcontroller from Microchip, so I can program it and I can implement any sequence and all what I want with this device. So you can feel difference. We selected the best microcontroller for our project, so in our case we decided to select the cheapest spec version, and we decided and in this case we don't use any dev components. We don't need development board. We need to implement prototype, and probably later we can create better prototype once we hire some people who have knowledge in electronics, because it's still huge and we still need to think how to connect this device to a battery and so on.
Okay, let's discuss where to buy microcontrollers. I would recommend to visit several websites of the most famous manufacturers in this area, and I would like to start with Texas Instruments. Visiting Texas Instruments site, for example, you can find a special category about microcontrollers, and you can see that they produces about 800 different microcontrollers and their modifications. You can find microcontrollers with Wi-Fi, ZigBee, Bluetooth inside based on ARM architecture. You can find all power microcontrollers based on RISC architecture. And of course, developers can ask me, how much money I need to spend in order to start working with a microcontroller from Texas Instruments, because in case of Arduino, usually you should not spend more than $30 in order to buy a board with a microcontroller there. So in case of Texas Instruments, we have a special page about their development boards, and you can see that the cheapest solution costs $9.99. And even if you want to buy a board with ARM microcontroller there, you should not spend more than $20. And in case of $9.99, you have a board similar to Arduino Uno board with the same number of pins with a programmer, and they even send couple different microcontrollers in order to install them to this board. So, it's not very expensive at all. The second question, how to start development? Because usually developers don't like to use assembler, and it's better to use C, C++. In case of Arduino, you can use a programming language similar to C. And you can use Arduino IDE that you can download for free. So, in case of Texas Instruments, you should not use assembler or any strange technology. You can use C as well. And it's strange, but they developed own software based on Arduino IDE. They have own product called Energia, and this product based on Arduino project, and this product even supports code and libraries from Arduino project. So probably you will be able to migrate existing Arduino code to Energia, and in some cases you will be able to use existing Arduino libraries as well. At the same time, Energia supports lots of different examples, lots of different libraries, and you can find instructions, documentation about how to use Energia and how to connect different sensors, different shields to Texas Instruments launch pads. So it's not very hard to start, and in general you even can spend less money than in case of Arduino. The second manufacturer is Microchip. You can visit microchip.com site, and Microchip is the most famous competitor to Atmel company that produces chips for Arduino, for example. But pay special attention that about 3 or 4 weeks ago Microchip bought Atmel company. And right now it's the same company. And you can find, visiting microchip.com site, you can find lots of different 8-bit microcontrollers based on RISC architecture, or you can find many ARM-based microcontrollers as well, with different features there. The cheapest board from Microchip costs about $20, and you can see that this board allows to connect additional sensors, additional components there, supports some special features from Microchip. But in general, of course, it has a microcontroller socket and it has some pins for prototyping. And if you are going to start working with Microchip, you can download their software that allows you to develop projects in C. So you should not use, in general, you should not use assembler as well. The next company is ST Microelectronics. You can find them visiting ST.com site, and they produces different ARM-based microcontrollers. And you can find their microcontrollers in many .NET Micro Framework projects, because visiting .NET Micro Framework repository, you can find some instructions, you can find some ready-to-use packages about how to deploy .NET Micro Framework to ST Microelectronics microcontrollers. So it's funny, but their board, ARM-based board, costs just $10. And you can use this board in order to deploy the latest version of .NET Micro Framework and start using Visual Studio and C# in order to create your software. I'm going to show how to do it and how to work with .NET Micro Framework in our sessions as well. The next company is Atmel company. You can find Atmel chips on many Arduino compatible boards, and initially Arduino supported just Atmel chips. But right now you can find some Arduino boards with Intel chips, for example. And on the screen you can see external programmer. So in some cases you can buy a development board with a programmer there and with integrated chip, but in some cases you can use external programmer. External programmer is very useful for ready-to-production prototypes when you need to modify your software, but when you cannot use development board because you already have your prototype. And you can buy it for $9, for example. You can even find a clone of this programmer for $4 on the market. So it's not very expensive to start working with Atmel chip. Atmel has own studio, Atmel Studio, that allows to use C++ in order to create software for all Atmel chips. It's interesting, but their software based on Visual Studio. So it's some sort of extension for Visual Studio that allows you to create new projects for Atmel microcontrollers, and that allows to deploy, debug projects in C++, and of course you can download it for free. Of course, you can find much more different companies. For example, if you are going to build own mobile phone, you can visit Qualcomm and buy some Snapdragon chips. If you are going to create a device that supports radio protocols, you can visit Sigma Designs websites, and so on. So it depends on your project, and if you have time, you can visit all these companies and check which chips they produce and which features their chips have on the board. Okay, but what about Arduino? Pay special attention that Arduino is not a board. Yeah. Arduino is an open source platform, and this platform supports lots of different microcontrollers. So in general, if you want to use a microcontroller that's supported by Arduino, there is no problem to use Arduino IDE, existing libraries, and create your own software using this open source platform. Arduino is very good for education because usually you should not spend much time in order to start working with Arduino. You can find lots of different forums. You can find answer on any question in internet, and you can visit any electronic shop in order to buy different Arduino boards. So Arduino, it's really great way to start, but if you don't have any project in your mind, if you just want to understand how to use analog to digital converters, how to use GPIO, how to use I2C, and many other features. I am going to use Arduino as well in some demos, but in general I am going to mix all existing boards in order to avoid Arduino weakness from your side. So in some cases I will use Arduino, in some cases I'm going to use Raspberry, in some cases I'm going to use other boards. But if you are going to start getting knowledge in microcontrollers, you can buy Arduino if you want. Or you can buy any other boards which we discussed in our training.
I have a board on the table that based on Arduino project. In this case, it has much sense because this board is a flight controller for my drone. So this board based on open source software that is compatible with Arduino. And that's why it was wisely to use Atmel chip, and it was wisely to use Arduino IDE to build software for this board, and it was wisely to use Arduino platform, because in this case it's easy to deploy existing open source project for flight controllers to this board, and it allows consumers to modify some code and upload updated versions as well. So it contains not just Atmel chip, it contains some gyroscopes and accelerometers, and it contains USB socket in order to upload updated version of my software or just modified version of software for the flight controller. So it shows that in some cases you can use Arduinos without any problems, even for production devices. The second device that I have is my own board that I developed like a shield for Raspberry. So I can install it on Raspberry Pi 2 that run in Windows 10, for example, and I can use this shield in order to get all Arduino features, including analog to digital converter, including PWM, so all features that are not available on Raspberry. So it has sense as well, but it contains just needed components, and you can see that I don't have any USB socket and I don't have any things related to development, but I still have a chance to upload my own bootloader and my own software there using special connectors, external programmers, and it's not very hard as well. I'm going to show it later.
But once again, Arduino is an open source platform, and you can find several platforms on the market. For example, the next platform is .NET Micro Framework. Microsoft announced .NET Micro Framework more than 10 years ago, and right now it's in open source as well. You can download source code for .NET Micro Framework visiting GitHub, and you can find two forks now, classic fork and optimized version, runtime version of .NET Micro Framework. Thanks to .NET Micro Framework, you can use C Sharp, you can use Visual Studio, including debugging features there, and you can use existing knowledge in .NET Framework, if you have this knowledge, and you can use it in order to create basic interfaces, basic graphical interfaces, using system drawing, using Universal Windows platform components that were included in version 4.4, and many other features. It's not easy to find information how to deploy .NET Micro Framework to different microcontrollers. Usually you can find some boot orders, you can find some information around STMicroelectronics chips. And you can find at least two boards with preinstalled .NET Micro Framework, Netduino and Gadgetia boards. In case of Netduino, it's open source project. And you can develop similar board using existing documentation. Gadgetia board is a board that was developed for education and for people who don't have any knowledge in electronics. It allows to connect different sensors very quickly and use graphical designer to create own software. Of course, developers have questions about Windows 10. Right now you know that Windows 10 can be installed to Raspberry Pi 2 and supports some microcontrollers as well. So you can use Windows 10 IoT Core for free in order to install Windows 10 on your own devices. I am going to have a special session about Windows 10 and IoT Core, and we will discuss all supported microcontrollers. We will discuss how to install Windows on Raspberry, how to install Windows on different boards based on Qualcomm CPUs, and many other questions. And finally, what about Raspberry Pi, what about similar boards like Dragon Board and so on? If you are talking about Raspberry Pi, Raspberry Pi is not open source platform, and frankly speaking, Raspberry Pi is ready to use microcomputer. So if we are talking about own devices, probably you will not use Raspberry Pi because it's not wisely to spend $30 to buy a board, and it's not clear what you need to do in order to buy 100,000 boards, for example. But in some cases, you can use Raspberry Pi even in production. For example, if you develop a very expensive device like a casino machine, like ATM machine, or even time machine, you don't want to concentrate your attention around how to create very small, very cheap board. You simply can use existing boards from Qualcomm, for example, Dragon Board, or from Raspberry community, like Raspberry Pi 2, install, for example, Windows 10 there, and easy develop your own device, spend more time around software, but not about around hardware, and you should not have knowledge in electronics in this case, and you can even sell 100 similar devices without any problems. So it depends on the project. In general, we will discuss how to use existing microcontrollers and how to use it in order to create our own devices, but I will have some sessions about Raspberry Pi as well. So I want to emphasize once again that in order to build your own device, you need to start with a microcontroller. You need to understand all features, you need to understand all capabilities, and after that you can start thinking about development board, software, and all other things. Because usually developers start with buying a development board. For example, you can buy Arduino, and after that you have to use Arduino IDE. And after that you can ask, oh, I cannot install, for example, .NET Micro Framework on Arduino, or I cannot use Windows 10, or I cannot implement SSL. It happened because you selected not the right microcontroller. Or you can select Raspberry Pi 2, for example, and after that you can ask, oh, where is analog to digital converter, or how to use PWM, and many other questions that you should not have in general if you select the right microcontroller and if you know how you will implement all required features. And at the end of the session, I want to discuss some hardware that you have to use in order to build your basic prototypes. And you already know that you need to buy a development board, but of course it's better to buy some sensors, wires, some breadboards and so on. So I would recommend to visit Amazon in order to buy several kits that are compatible with Raspberry or with Arduino. It's not very important, all these sensors apply DC current, and you can use them with all development boards. So just make sure that you have some sensors, you have enough wires, breadboards, you have LEDs, capacitors, diodes, resistors, and many other things. So in general, you need to spend probably up to $50-$60 in order to have lots of garbage on your table, but it will help you to understand different features of microcontrollers, and you will not afraid to create own devices later. And in some cases, we will use soldering iron. You will not just soldering iron, but solder, and you will need some flux in order to solder all needed components. Additionally, you can use some advanced things like copper boards or like prototype boards. Probably I will show how to create own printed circuit boards using iron, for example. We'll create a bonus video at least. And after that, you can think about more complex devices, of course. So you can find some components that allows you to build robots, that allows you to build drones. I am going to create at least two bonus videos, how to create own robot and how to create your own drone. All these things, in case of robots, usually you will spend about $25, but in case of drones, you need to spend much more, because you need have not just motors, you need to buy battery, you need to buy a charger for the battery, you need to buy some controllers, flight controller, some components that allows to operate drone using remote control, and many other things. And finally, you can use 3D printer, of course, in order to print some components. That's all for introduction, and if you have any questions, please email me. In the next session, I will start to discuss some important features of microcontrollers.